The Supreme Court handed Bayer a major win on June 25, ruling that federal pesticide labels override state failure-to-warn claims, a decision that should dismiss and block the billions in Roundup cancer lawsuits that have dogged Monsanto for nearly a decade. This is welcome news for no-till farmers who lean on glyphosate to kill cover crops and manage herbicide-tolerant corn and soybeans without plowing. But just 5 days later, Bayer stunned the very farm groups that backed it in court, filing petitions on June 30 seeking anti-dumping duties of up to 446.47% on Chinese glyphosate imports to protect its own domestic production, which supplies about 60% of the U.S. market. Groups like the National Corn Growers Association and American Soybean Association now accuse Bayer of betrayal and warn the tariffs could spike your input costs, pointing to a Texas A&M study that found similar fertilizer duties cost growers $6.9 billion, with a preliminary trade ruling expected in roughly 2 months.